Hi, this is Paul Hopkins. Welcome you to another edition of VI Podcasting. This is going to be podcast number 14. And this time we're having a trip to Weston-super-Mare. And we're going to have a little bit of the history of Weston-super-Mare. And that will be read out by some very fine text-to-speech software, which is made by AT&T. And these are naturally sounding voices. And I've selected Charles, who has an English voice, to read, and that's just a bit of fun. I hope you enjoy him. I've used Audrey in a previous podcast, but yes, Charles is going to read some information for us. Why have an AT&T naturally sounding voice and bark yourself, as the saying doesn't go? But yeah, I thought we'd give him a try. I will say about this podcast that it was very windy when we went to Weston. It's quite a windswept area anyway, but as you know, anyone that lives in Britain, the weather can change all the time, and it does, and we talk about that. But yeah, there's a fair few things that we do. We go to on an open top bus up to a place called Sand Bay. We also have the usual cups of tea and ice creams, all the sounds that are a British seaside. And this was recorded on Easter Monday. That was last Easter Monday. So there were plenty of people around, but we still found some quiet places just to get some dynamics, really, of where we actually were. So come with us on this sound-seeing travel log, or travel blog type tour. Just want to also say thanks for the feedback that I've been getting, one in particular from Shannon in Nevada in the US. She gave me a glowing report and said that my podcast was her favourite one, and she talks a lot about just the enjoyment of hearing all the British and the English voices and the sounds that she wouldn't otherwise hear were it not for podcasting. So that's really, really good, isn't it? I mean, that's really all about podcasting. It's given us such an insight into places all over the world, into communities and into people's lives and things that we would never have seen otherwise. Absolutely brilliant. And she also says that she listens to them whenever she's getting a lift somewhere, or just has time really to relax and listen. And that, I think that's what my podcasts are about, really, because you know, you do need a pair of headphones, really, ideally, I think, to really catch all that's going on. And it is pretty much a headphone-based sort of phenomena anyway, isn't it? I mean, the idea is that you can take podcasts anywhere on your MP3 player, but of course you can sit and listen to them on your computer as well, or on a CD, and you can copy them to CD if you want to. In my case, it's no problem at all. Whatever is best for you and your listening pleasure. Thank you, Shannon. Fantastic feedback, and always appreciated. If you want to do the same, you can do at vipodcasting@gmail.com. You can also download other of my podcasts at www.vipodcasting.com, and in both cases that's vipodcasting. Music is from a band called The Rippingtons. The album is called Live Across America, and the track that I'm using mostly is called Rain. So, on with the show.
A brief history of Weston-super-Mare. The name Weston is made up of two Old English or Saxon words meaning the western or settlement. Because there are several places called Weston in Somerset, descriptions were added to tell them apart. What is unusual about Weston-super-Mare is that the descriptive part of its name has remained in medieval Latin. Super with small s means on or above, and mare is Latin for sea. The first hotels. Early visitors rented rooms or a whole house from local people. The first hotel was opened in 1810. This is part of what is now the Royal Hotel. The first holiday guide, 1822. Weston's first guidebook for visitors was written in 1822. It paints a vivid portrait of the village at that time. The population was then 735. One hotel, two inns, and a number of lodging houses catered for visitors. There was a Methodist chapel, in addition to the parish church and a post office. There was little organized entertainment, a billiard table, a reading room and two pleasure boats for hire. Visitors would have read, sketched, walked, and conversed. Dances would have been held at the assembly rooms. Weston's first pier, Burnwick Pier, was completed in 1867. The visitors now had further space to walk and take the air. The town grew, with villas, estates and boulevards. There were drives and walks through Weston Woods, planted on Weston Hill by the Lord of the Manor in the 1820s as a private game reserve, and from the top it was possible to enjoy splendid vistas as far as Exmoor and Wales. More growth. Perhaps the most important development for Weston as a resort was the seafront improvement scheme of the 1880s. This project has left us the seawalls and 2 mile promenade still in use today. Weston now became a mecca for thousands of visitors, many of them day trippers on bank holiday trips and works outings. As the number of visitors increased, so new shops opened to supply the goods required. A second pier. Local traders were not happy about the fact that many thousands of trippers arriving by steamer from Wales never reached the town centre, because there was so much to do on Burnwick Pier. In 1890, the pier offered a theatre of wonders, Alpine Railway, shooting gallery, park swings, merry-go-round, tea and coffee rooms, bar, bandstand, photographic studios, switchback, water chute, flying machine, helter-skelter, maze, bioscope, cakewalk and zigzag slide. On an average August bank holiday, 15,000 passengers would arrive on the steamers. It was decided to build another pier, closer to the town centre, and, in 1904, the Grand Pier opened. Instead of amusements, this pier had a large theatre offering all the top music hall stars of the day. The 1920s and 1930s saw a lot more development. The Marine Lake was built to provide a safe shallow beach, where the tide was always in. The Winter Gardens and Pavilion opened in 1927, followed in the 1930s by the Open Air Pool, Odeon Cinema and an airport. It was also at this time that the first amusement arcades began to open, mainly in Regent Street. Before this date, amusement machines were often sighted on street corners, as well as along the piers. 1939 to 1945. The first bombs fell on Weston in June 1940, but the worst blitzes took place in January 1941 and in June 1942. Large areas of the town were destroyed, especially in the Boulevard, High Street and Grove Park areas. The town also played its part in the preparations for the Normandy landings, hosting large numbers of American troops prior to the invasion. Post-war, 1946 to 1999, the war had brought new industries to Weston, chief among them aircraft production. After the war ended, vacant wartime factories were available, and the borough council promoted the area heavily as an ideal base for light industry. By the late 1960s, foreign holiday destinations had become easier and less expensive to reach. All British seaside resorts faced a difficult period. Weston was no exception. The future. 2000 and beyond. The future, however, is hopeful. Weston retains much of its original charm. There are still the lines of limestone houses, the beautiful parks, the piers and of course the sands. Nowadays, people often take several short holidays a year, and the town has adapted to meet those needs. Many initiatives have taken place in recent years to improve the surroundings and amenities to carry the resort into the 21st century.
Today we're in Weston Supermare. I'm trying to remember what the translation of it was. Latin, yeah, Latin, weren't it? Weston is the town. Super, I think, is something to do with upon or something. And then Mare is the sea. Basically, it's the town on the town by the sea. Roughly translated, we're just where the River Severn pretty much comes out. So, and we always come round to this bit, don't we? The quieter bit, which is actually where the sea generally is in. In fact, I've never been here and not found the sea in. And yet, when I was younger, I just seem to remember it never being in. And it was the old joke that you never see the sea at Weston. But I think it depends where you are. So if you're round by the main bit where everyone goes, then you don't tend to get the sea until the night time. So Weston has a pier, it has a nice town, it has a beach. We've just sat and had our sandwiches. And this is what us Brits like to do, just come and sit by the sea and walk a bit and sit for a bit more and have a cup of tea and have our sandwiches and just watch the world go by for a day. It's about a 20 mile an hour wind, so you'll get that every so often, but it's gusts at the moment rather than a full on wind. The sky was very cloudy, but the clouds seem to be clearing now. We seem to be getting some sun. It's just in front of me is the sea, and it's sunny over the sea. Warming up, isn't it, nicely, yeah?
Yeah.
It's been a
rip.
Yep. We were sat by the sea wall, I guess this is.
Overlooking the hotels higher up.
Yeah.
That we stayed in when we came for a weekend last year.
Yeah.
The one we stayed in was called the Madeira Cove Hotel.
Yeah.
Can still see it. Still see the room actually where we stayed, overlooking the water.
Yeah. But you think it's not a hotel anymore, don't you? You think it's...
Well, the sign's not there saying it's a hotel anymore. So the one next door to it isn't a hotel anymore, so...
But there's that much furniture in there, they probably were getting ready to turn it into a residential home for elderly people anyway. I tell you, I've never been in the place where there was so much furniture. I had to move, I mean, it looked like sort of Victorian antique art, and I was having to sort of move it all around so we could get a view of outside. Quite remarkable.
It was a bit geriatric in there, wasn't it?
Yeah. Remember that, was that where they had that cornice in stuff? That,
yeah.
Yeah, that Victorian.
It was very red sort of decor,
yeah.
But very dark wood furniture, which to some taste would like it, but very old fashioned, and the seating was sort of big chairs, weren't they, for
people? Yeah.
Too much in there. You didn't need it with that view, you don't need too much butt in the windows.
No, it wasn't great.
So
nice.
Paul did a bit of a Pickford's removal on it. Made sure it all went back in place before we left.
Yeah.
Didn't want to get charged.
All you had to do was look for the hole marks in the carpet that it made while it had been there for so many years. So what do you think this is quintessentially British for you, just English particularly? Just.
Well, I think it is, because you've got people sitting on the beach with their coats on, done right up, the hoods up, the windbreakers up.
Yeah.
And yet everybody's still enjoying it.
Singing We Shall Not Be Moved.
They're still selling all the treats at the shops, like the windmills and bucket spades.
Yeah. Because it's not...
Kiss me quick before the sea comes in hats.
Because it's not really warm. It's a nice day, but it is quite blowy, isn't it? I wouldn't really say it's warm today. We're sitting here with our coats on, but it is that British thing, you know. You catch us out in any weather, as in mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday sun. But you'll find Englishmen and women in any weather, really, especially by the beach, and especially if you own a beach hut. We'd love a beach hut, we would.
People are very passionate in this country about beach huts.
Yeah.
From what I was watching Coast
out there. Oh, yeah.
They've got them all over the world, those beach huts.
Yeah.
No one takes pride in them, like the British apparently.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you see, people don't, you, like you just said, you know, in their coats and the, or the, you know, the towel wrapped around them and, you know, huddled up with the, you know, blankets over them and all sorts of stuff, and probably a heater on inside the pit, the hut, just so they can have the door open and watch the sea and that, and watch the world go by. And I just think people might think we're mad, but it's something that I'm quite fond of what we are in that respect. So the sea is not really big waves here, it's more like quite a choppy lake, really, because it's...
Excuse me, would you know if there's a bookmakers round here?
We don't come from round here, I'm afraid. We're here for the day, so I wouldn't know if you... I should just try the town.
OK,
just,
thank you.
Just carry on straight, you're in the town.
OK, thank you.
So you have the same accent as us, pretty much. Well, Warsaw, love it. So for those that you're not familiar, a bookmaker isn't sort of a place where it's not like World of Books, or, you know, like as in Mecca. It's that was actually a bookmaker, you see. And a bookmaker is, you'll be more familiar with, is where you know, go and place a bet on the horses, that kind of thing. So it's all good. So I'm just going to have a little pop
what
over.
What would they call a bookmaker in America?
The States? I don't know. We'll have to ask that question, actually. I mean, we have people from the States. You have people from England.
Somebody knows.
Tell us. Yeah, we're interested to know what a bookmaker would be called.
Someone who places bets.
Yeah, a
baser.
A bet placer. Yeah, there'll be something for it, so let us know. Do you know what I was thinking as well?
It's not a turf accountant, is it?
I don't know, it could be. Turf accountant. Well, you've watched more Beverly Hills 90210 than most people could shake a stick at. So you might know, but yeah, let us know. Feedback at vipodcasting@gmail.com. And you can do that. You can either send an audio feedback, which is like you just send an audio attachment, or you
can
send written. So we're going to go and record the sea if we can. It is windy though, and it always is a big problem when trying to record the sea. Sally's just preventing me from going backside over undercarriage into the drink. Yeah, they are. It's, maybe if we go further around, you might again. But you tend not to, do you? It is lovely, isn't it? Is that quite deep, do you reckon?
No.
Isn't it?
It might be deceiving, but further out, it would be. Right, up to
the sea. You'd think it would come up over here, you see, wouldn't it? I suppose it does at high tide. Because it really, it's not a huge drop down into the sea from here. Standing on what we call a promenade, I suppose.
Right.
Anyway, we're going to carry on walking around. This is definitely our favourite spot round here, isn't it, of Weston? Because most people just stay where all the action is, really. The train, they have a little, sort of kind of dressed up tractor pulling a few carriages, and that doesn't even come up this far, really. So. You tend to get this bit to yourself. There's a nice sort of coming round a little headland, I guess. Yeah, it is.
Like aircraft?
Yeah.
Right.
Guessing it's a helicopter, but as you can hear. It's turning out alright so far. The place to be is round here by the looks of things, because there's blue sky ahead of us. Good test for these mics, because I don't know, but I haven't really tried them in a good old wind. So it was last time, which was the bit that the sea was coming over,
that
it was here.
Yeah.
Oh, it did actually come this far, yeah, yeah. Probably still does then. Hey? Yeah? Oh yeah. Yep. So what have we got, like just glaze shells and stuff?
Yeah.
It's like just glaze shells.
Cone ones.
Isn't it here we got that coasters from? You know the one I've got upstairs? That
yeah, I think it is.
Shell coaster. I'm alright at the moment. No. Might have an ice cream.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Which one?
I don't know. What we got? Hiya.
Just looking what ice cream we've got. Yeah. Is it all these down here?
If you're looking on that all day, we haven't actually got all of them.
No, I was looking at this one, the black circle.
The flavours you've got on there, scoops, are mint chocolate, strawberry, chocolate, rum and raisin.
Rum and raisin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got one?
Yeah.
Which one do you want?
Rum and raisin.
Rum and raisin.
Yeah. Is that the course? Strawberry vanilla.
I can't have, I'm not having two scoops.
No, strawberry vanilla. What's the other one? Rum raisin. Chocolate. Mint.
No, it's got chocolate in it.
Oh, yeah.
I'd go for strawberry, couldn't I?
Yeah. Island over there, that's not Lundy, is it?
No, there are two islands. One is Steephole and the other is Flathole.
Yeah.
I can't tell you which is one. But there are two.
Does anyone live on them or are they just.
One of them, I believe, was used years and years and years ago to send sort of all their lepers and things.
Oh, wow.
Basically, it was.
Yeah.
Military,
yeah, because it would be quite open here otherwise, wouldn't it? Yeah. Wow. I never expected to hear that, that's amazing. It's going to be a nice ice cream, I think. Breen has got that fort on it, hasn't it? That old fort. Anything untoward happens to it anyway,
take
what we're doing.
Steve, take it.
Awesome.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I was going to stand here in a minute and get the sea before we. Because there's quite. Not very much wind here. Yeah. hold up so I can speak and be heard. It's very windy up here, very, very windy roads. Would you want to? Well, yeah.
No, it'd be nice.
So this is the thing to do. Sitting on, say, this open top bush. You don't get a tour guide or anything, but we'll do our best. As I say, so we're going to Sand. Is it Sand Bay? S A N D Bay. Sand Bay.
And how you much is that? It's 1:30.
Yeah. It's not too bad though. Yeah, it probably isn't as far away as you think, but this is further round than we'd come, wasn't it?
No, we got
to go
there.
Oh, did we?
Yeah.
Fair. Yeah, but at least then we can go right the way back to the front.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's not too bad. Again, we're going round quite a right bend.
Yeah, we got to here. Oh, yeah. There's no pavement.
It's really weird because you can see straight over the sea wall now because we're up quite high. Going through a bit of a wooded area now by this thing. Very pretty actually. Yeah. Hey. Sorry. It's like everyone's coming in here. This one. Okay. Consider it bagged then. So, yeah, I've got it. Yes. Yeah. Thank you very much. Mind the right place? You want me to move around one? I like here. But yeah, I'll stay here. Got in here pretty sharpish, didn't I? What's it called again? Grandmas or grandpas? Mars Tiri. Mars Tea Room. We've all got ham and tomato toasty. A pot of tea. For tea.
Yeah.
Does it? We might have to have some afters then. I have to talk to him about some afters. I like it in here, man. Yeah. I bet it's doing well in here,
sure.
Oh, excellent. Something like sugar lumps.
Yeah.
Please.
20 years later.
Yeah. You got my sweetness.
I have.
One was in pink. Nice boy.
So we've got the holiday home near here. They probably do quite the holiday camp. They do probably quite well. Eh? No, sorry. You want to drop it back in.
A tea stand.
Yeah.
I've got an apple pie.
Oh, don't.
Saucy cake, fruit cake, bread pudding.
I love bread pudding. Oh.
A pound.
Oh, I'm going to have to get some bread pudding. Now you've mentioned it. Do you like it?
No, I'm not having
it. I'll see you next weekend. Yeah, I'll give you the information then.
All right,
love. See you later.
Take
bye-bye.
Care.
Thank you.
Bye.
We're on the beach, in the open sea, and headland on the side of us, about 3 miles away. Yeah, you'll be alright. Absolutely blowing a gale, actually, and a bit later on we'll be able to hear it. Howling. I've got my hood up now, which actually does a pretty good job of shielding me from the wind.
Hello.
Oh, Sally's just taking my picture. Do I look mad? I am. No, not quite, but it is windy. Just this way a bit and then back up onto the road, I think. You can hear the hissing of the sand blowing across the surface. It's very, very loose sand here. Very sand dunes, a lot of sand dunes. Hear that hissing noise? It's the sand. The wind is actually making a howling noise above us. It's sort of open sky.
What?
You listen, you'll hear it above my head. Real howling sort of sound.
What, possibly?
Never.
Yeah.
Better go and get it and see if we can get a front seat quick.
He won't go till 22.
Is that
funny?
Yeah, okay. Is that wind howling again? there's the bus then. We're all off.
We're queuing the wrong one.
How do you mean? Oh, blimey.
The cobwebs away.
Oh, yes.
Just go. It's because they understand English, don't they? All in Weston's little shopping centre. Is it called anything, the shopping centre?
Sovereign.
Sovereign, that's it. Oh, yeah, Sovereign. The Sovereign Shopping Centre. Yeah, it is. Very tall, but there's not a lot here. It's all on one level, and there's a like a, you know, like a big, like an atrium type thing here. Very tall glass structure.
That blue tomato shop.
Yeah, changed its name, didn't it?
It wasn't even here, was it?
That's yeah, it was.
Was it?
Yeah. We bought some sea stuff from there, didn't we?
Oh, that's your cheese.
Yeah, that's it.
Can
I
have a look? We're not
offered. Oh, I am. If you are, you'll have a quick look. See if there's anything you might like.
Many items.
Many or any?
Many.
Ah. Have a quick look at Gigi. Not to do with horses. Okay, so we're in Weston's main pedestrian area. There's a lot of people here. What one? Want to go in? Oh yeah. I never said this is Easter Monday.
What, you've never said on
to the listeners? No. No, never mentioned.
You have to say it at the beginning.
Oh, it's like
when you do your introduction to it, you're going to need to say it then.
It's Easter Monday. It's like half an hour into it. People are thinking, what day is it? No, I will tell them.
You've got your main shop in McDonald's.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
Super.
Nice. Square.
That's a square, isn't it? Yeah. There you go. It's coming out my grandpa.
Yeah. I'm concentrating. Which one?
That one with the seagull on the boat.
Let me have a look.
That one.
Hang on. Or like that, yes. The seagull in the middle.
That one with the donkey on it on the sand. The Western
Supermare
on it.
Quite likely.
Hang on. That one.
Yeah, because it'll have a three-dimensional look. Can you see? Sort of angled away.
I'll get that one there.
I like the seagull one as well.
I
but yeah, I like that. The donkey will sort of look as if it's looking out at you from the fridge, doesn't it?
Yeah.
They're not on the bottom, no? No. They're going to be a quid or 50 each, I suppose, or a quid each, or something like that. Got it? All sorts of usual type things here, shells and wing chimes and
postcards.
And yeah, it's like a sack for garden, isn't it?
Yeah. I might too, but I want for a
song. Yeah. Is there any key rings? Don't have to be, but have a quick look. You know I'm a bit choosy anyway, so probably won't end up buying one. Okay then. Are you going to pay in here? You're paying here, right there?
Yeah.
Rock.
Sorry,
1660. Right. Hard stuff for you.
No.
Or crunch up you.
I know.
I'll get some more. I'll get some
more. How much
are they? £1.75, £1.50
That's all right.
Good. You're right, it's hard to get certain pens.
Yeah. And my knee happened ever that well.
Yeah. Keep happy for a bit.
Western's best musicians.
Got it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Nice one. There's a lot of us brave the weather, don't we? So seems quite busy.
Yeah.
Doing all right, yeah.
This is the best time of the day, mate. And everyone sits in their car. Leaning. Traffic.
No, we don't. We like it here, must admit. We just go far. We go up the other end though. Most of the time, we go
sand dunes.
Well, we've been to Sand Bay today, but we go up towards Birkbeck Pier.
Oh yeah, the old pier.
Yeah, and just hang about. The season for a bit longer.
We can see it as well.
Yeah, and hear it and whatnot. But yeah, it's just good. Yeah, we like it.
I like it up that end.
Yes, it is. It's a bit quieter, but we thought we'd better come down this end this time and have a mooch.
So. Different part of Western, that
is. Yes, it is. Yeah, it's nice. Yeah.
Nicer.
Yeah,
thanks very much, sir.
Thanks ever so much. See
you
now. Thanks a lot.
Enjoy your holiday.
We will do. Thank you. See you again. Yeah, the sky is beautiful now, and we sat with the Seaton restaurant. Carlsberg. Lager. Still worth it, even though it's breezy, isn't it? You know.
Shame that move up there.
Well, got to run, I suppose. It'll be alright. They'll all be gone soon.
Yeah, it's rush hour, this
yeah,
is.
Yeah, it is. I know, that's right. It's going to be nice, I think, as well, this dinner.
Now he's bought those drinks, they're quick.
I've got high hopes. He's very efficient, actually. Yeah. When he served us, I could tell that, you know, it'd be okay. Sun's just on the back of my neck and head now, and it's very pleasant, and we are talking totally blue sky. All the clouds have gone. This is becoming our home from home, I think, Western.
Could live here, could you?
But, probably not really, not this bit. Maybe round that little village, what was it called again?
We'd never be able to afford that.
Well, no. We ain't going to get any cheaper out in here, is it? I wouldn't have thought. Okay, well, we'll pause for a bit and then report on our dinner when it comes as to whether we like the look of it or not. And hopefully it will be timely. Our day has just flown by, hasn't it?
Here we are, quick updates. We've got our codfish, cod chips and peas, bit of lemon, bit of salt, bit of pepper, bit of sauce, and away we go. Red sauce, that is. In the wind, different microphone, just out of interest to Sony. Stick straight into the eye river socket, the cord socket. We're going to enjoy this now, so ta-da.